You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Born and raised, 828 with a smile on my face. Big deals get done, you get none. Big deals get done, you get none. Auckland City, born and raised. From the 09 with a smile on my face. Big deals get done, you get none. Big deals get done, you get none. West side of AK, born and raised. 828 with a smile on my face. Big deals get done, you get none. Someone shotgun pump action. Got the kids in my city like I'm 21. Anyone can get a lucky, I'm not anyone. Never run, fuck about your favorite rapper, I am ahead of him. Didn't reach a new release, I threw it in the bin. Pop, 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 got a bottle. She wanna thank me. She want my coconut cream with a piece of gallo. Oh shit, I'm rolling with the team. No matter the color, this is for the central. West side, south side, northeast, going mental. Who got the gas? Petrol, she got that ass, and her body is a tempo. Auckland City, born and raised. 828 with a smile on my face. Big deals, get done, you get none. Big deals, get done, you get none. Auckland City, born and raised. From the 09 with a smile on my face. Big deals, get done, you get none. Deals, get done, you get none.
AK's in the city, the heart and base. 015, a life, a born and raised. Just another day trying to dodge a case. Haters gon' say that it's all a fake. But if there's any drama, then I'm calling my lies. You get shredded like an artwork collage. Or get beheaded for that blah, 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 blah. Stick them with a big drum, brah, 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 brah. I ain't never really been a bad kid. I just did a lot of bad shit with the bandits. I'll be crashing 37, 6 savages. All about these raps like bandages. Run up these numbers like analysts. Check the difference. I make dope, you just... Big smoke blowing big deals. Big bros doing big deals for real. Auckland City, born and raised. 376 with a smile on my face. Big deals get done, you get none. Big deals get done, you get none.
Auckland City, born and raised. 828 with a smile on my face. Big deals get done, you get none. Big deals get done, you get none.
Auckland City, born and raised. From the 09 with a smile on my face. Big deals get done, you get none. Big deals get done, you get none.
Auckland City, born and raised. From the 09 with a smile on my face. Big deals get done, you get none. Big deals get done, you get none.
That is Mallow Down's Big Deals featuring Diggy Dupay, and we've got Mallow in the studio.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Good. We've just been chatting off air about the kind of amazing and hectic festival circuit that's been happening this summer.
Yeah, it's been amazing, especially for us local artists, you know, getting them international slots at the festivals and whatnot. Yeah, I feel pretty blessed to be able to play in front of thousands of people and while the whole kind of world is on lockdown. So it's a privilege, yeah.
Yeah, it is. And I think no one's taking that lightly either. Yeah. There's a real, I think, like collective understanding that we are super lucky at the moment and we might as well make the most of it, you know?
Yeah, I remember a couple of my friends in LA like saw my stories and stuff and like, what the hell's going on in New Zealand? I'm like, bro, we good. We got new cases in that. Touch wood.
Yeah.
I think there's a couple around where they're on isolation. So
yeah, exactly.
We're good.
We are good. And you've had a really big week. You've just released a new single this morning called Money, excited to play very soon.
Cheers. It was a cool song. I did it back in 2019, end of 2019, in LA with DJ Khalil. So
awesome.
For those who don't know who DJ Khalil is, he's behind a lot of records like Kendrick Lamar, Jay-Z. He's like Dr. Dre's kind of prodigy, you could say. So he's like a vibe. He's a legend. So yeah, it was cool to be able to work with him in the studio and it was cool as.
That must have been an amazing experience, especially, you know, hearing who he's worked with in the past as well. Did you have like a chat with him about what kind of sound you were going for, or did he come to you with ideas?
Yeah, so me and the bro, El Baz, we just got straight off the plane and straight into the session.
Mean.
And it was crazy because all the plaques and stuff were on the walls. And I was looking at the bro, like, pinching myself, like, bro, this is crazy. I grew up on this dude's music. It's out of this world. So it was like an organic process. And yeah, we just kind of vibed out. And yeah, he's got musicians. He's got like a bass player, a keys player. And they just kind of like they were listening to my demos before I rocked up. So they were kind of like, they kind of knew my aesthetic and my vibe. And I'll just start playing chords. And I'll just be like, yo, I like that. And then DJ Khalil will be like the laboratory, like the scientist, and just grab everything and then put everything into the mix and then start like composing. And it was beautiful to see. Like, I've never seen that kind of work ethic in terms of like being in a session, because usually it's just me and the bros. Like, bro, should we have a, like, it's not even like, should we have a music session? It's like, yo, come over, we'll make some music. And then I'll go, we'll have a couple beers, and then the bro just start playing music. So it's cool to see that way of working and how professional these producers are over there. So yeah, it's cool.
That's pretty awesome. It must be really exciting as well to be able to bring your songs to someone like that, and also I'm imagining have him recognize that it sounds mean as well.
Yeah, I had like a bit of imposter syndrome, you know, when you feel like, oh man, what am I even doing here? Do I even deserve to be in this kind of position? Like, what's he gonna think of me? Is he even gonna like it? I had all these things in my head before I pulled up, and I thought he would have just been like, you know, like, bro, what are you even doing here, kind of thing. But he was so cool, open-minded. Like, he's literally about the music. So like,
awesome.
If you bring a good vibration, you know, some good vibes, and he likes you as a person and he likes your style, then he'll mess with you. So yeah, it was so cool. We just kind of hit it off, and yeah, the rest is history. It was cool.
That is awesome. Yeah. It is pretty cool to be able to take Avondale to LA.
Yeah, it was real cool.
And represent as
well. Yeah, like rubbing shoulders with like the Dreamville guys and chilling with Bars from Dreamville and a couple other like Dom Kennedy's boys and stuff. So that was crazy. But yeah, I actually started writing that Money song back in 2014.
Oh, far out. Yeah, so it's a bit of a journey.
So I had that song in the vault for a long time, ages ago, with one of my bros from Bad Crop, actually. His name's Faz, and Dusty Melody as well. So that goes way back, and some of the Grow Room guys will remember that song from back in the days.
Yeah.
And so when I went to LA, I was just like, nah, this gotta, like, I started rapping that verse and stuff over it, and then Khalil was just like, yo, no, we got to work on this joint. And then so I was like, safe. And then I finished it in LA. So it was crazy.
That's so cool. That is a real journey for a track to take.
Yeah, for sure.
Also, thinking about Big Deals, which we just listened to.
Yo.
You and Diggy sound so good together on that track.
Yeah, and that's team right there. That's
hard,
team.
Hard out. And everyone's been releasing a lot of music in the last year. Diggy's album, of course, was amazing.
Yeah, I love his album.
And it's got this wonderful, as you're saying, team. It's got this whole community around it. It seems like a really good time for that scene, for that group. How does it feel at the moment, Mellow?
Man, I feel like it's a blessing to be like amongst the scene right now. Like, it's a good time, I feel, for like not just New Zealand hip-hop, but for New Zealand music in general. Everyone's like supporting each other, and kind of like, even though we're competition, we still like, when someone drops something, we will share it and whatnot. So it's cool. And me and Diggy go way back. We've been boys since like high school, so it's cool to see that we're still sticking to the hip-hop arts or raps, and not getting in any more trouble no more, you know, just doing our thing. So nah, it's a vibe.
Awesome. Hey, what's 2021 got on the cards for you? What are you looking forward to this year?
To be honest, I want to drop an album this year. So that'll be coming later on this year. And I know I just want to keep on supporting the music scene and do some cool things. Yeah. Oh, and I'm currently writing a short film. So I'm trying to work on the storyline before I get to the script. And that's something that I want to do. Like, I'm talking about it because I'm trying to like speak it into existence. So that's kind of been my vibe at the moment.
If you
just
say it on the radio, then you have to do it.
Everyone's going
to
be like, bro, where's that short film? So hopefully at the end of the year, there'll be a short film.
That's so cool.
Yeah. If it does happen, I'll come back and we can.
Yes, please. I would love to talk about that. Why do you want to be making short films? What was the sort of inspiration for that?
Man, I'm a fan of art in general. Like, I just love. I went to the art gallery the other day.
The Toy Two Toy Order down at the Auckland Art Gallery.
And it really inspired me. Just seeing art in there, and I was just like, man, I want to do something that kind of represents my people and showcases the struggles and the things like that from a community standpoint, and like just kind of what youth go through growing up that people outside of that world may not know. So I want to kind of express and showcase kind of the struggles and just with the youth suicide rate and stuff like that. So I feel if I do it in an artistic, musical way, it'll be kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah, totally. And you reach a different audience as well than just having conversations about it. When you put out music and when you put out, you know, films or art, you can tap into all these communities that maybe haven't heard your voice in that way before.
Yeah, and I feel like I feel like I'm more than just like a musician or rapper, you know what I mean? I feel like I have a lot more to offer. Like, I feel everybody has a lot more to offer than just what the one thing that they're known for or whatever. So I just want to try and tap in with some of those things as well. Yeah.
Hard out. Well, that is really exciting. Sounds like it's going to be a good year.
Yeah, it should be a vibe.
And you're off to One Love this weekend as well?
Yeah, I'm going to be at One Love. I've actually got a carver tent set up there. I'm going straight after this, actually.
Awesome.
To go set up down there and just kind of showcase kind of Polynesian culture and what we do, and we drink, how we drink kava and stuff. It's just something, just a cool novelty to add to the festival. And I'll be jumping up at 5:40 p.m. just before Stan Walker.
Awesome.
Tomorrow, yeah, so it'll be a vibe as well.
That'll be really great.
Thanks for this coffee, by the way. It's good.
Tess's no legendary coffees up at BFM. Mello, let's play Money now. This is your brand new single. If people want to go get it, stream it, buy it, where's all the best places to head?
Yeah, so Money's available now, produced by DJ Kaleo, and it's out every platform, Spotify, Apple Music, and I just dropped a music video last night as well, so check that out also on my YouTube channel.
Awesome. Yeah. Yes. Thanks, Mello.
Peace.
Everybody want that fame. Everybody want a peace and a greed and a fortune, you are all the same. Everybody want to be famous. Everybody want to be rich. Everybody want to buy a house and a car for their bitch. And that's real shit. Everybody want that money. Everybody want that fame. Everybody want a peace and a greed and a fortune, you are all the same. Everybody want to be famous. Everybody want to be rich. Everybody want to buy a house and a car for their bitch. And that's real shit. Everybody want a little piece of the pie, right? So we can all eat. But too many motherfucking chefs in my kitchen that wanna cook beef. And I know some homies that are tryna get free. Never fucking with a wannabe, so what's it gonna be, rich bitch? If I possibly just tryna get a fee, spend 400 for the raincoat, 500 for the jeans, 350 for the O, 350 for the O. There are kids out there with no shoes. Why you worry about the color of your clothes? We don't bend, we don't fold. Everybody wanna get the gold. So much cost but no soul, shit. Everybody want that money. Everybody want that fame. Everybody want a peace and a greed and a fortune, you are all the same. Everybody want to be famous. Everybody want to be rich. Everybody want to buy a house and a car for they bitch. And that's real shit. Everybody want that money. Everybody want that fame. Everybody want a peace and a greed and a fortune, you are all the same. Everybody want to be famous. Everybody want to be rich. Everybody want to buy a house and a car for they bitch. And that's real shit. Will I wake up early in this motherfucker? Looking at my window, will I think about my mother? I just wanna hug her, you know it's a struggle in this motherfucker. And I just had sex with my girlfriend, didn't wear a rubber, now I'm worried that it didn't fully pull out. Shit, I better cool down, police on the lookout. The homie got took out. Just another grab with a student loan. Cash grab, forget it, it's trying to bone. Another laptop sold for a gram and a crack rock broke. And his ass jacked up his iPhone. He was zeitgeist, got his mind blown. While I'm meditating, I'm a TPO. And he signed his life away, like the motherfucking treaty, though. Everybody want that money. Everybody want that fame. Everybody want a peace and a greed and a fortune, you are all the same. Everybody want to be famous. Everybody want to be rich. Everybody want to buy a house and a car for they bitch. And that's real shit. Everybody want that money. Everybody want that fame. Everybody want a peace and a greed and a fortune, you are all the same. Everybody want to be famous. Everybody want to be rich. Everybody want to buy a house and a car for they bitch. And that's real shit.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.